CBSI in the World, I'm John Batchelor with Henry Sokolsky of the Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center responding to remarks at the Shangri-La dialogue between what is clearly now adversarial parties, the People's Republic of China on one side and the rest of the free world on the other, about nuclear weapons and the apparent violation of the NPT of Article 6 by the Chinese boasting of their appropriate levels of buildup of nuclear arms. Henry, you report that what Washington can do is be more transparent about China's nuclear activities. What are they keeping it for? Who is the audience for this if not us? China knows what it's doing.
Yes, but I think the non-aligned movement and our allies need to know as much as we know. And if they're close friends, we should be willing to take some risks in sharing even sensitive information with them. And if they're not, we should be as forward-leaning as we can. I think there's a lot to be had in sharing, you know, information that makes the case that we have a problem. I'm not talking in terms of adjectives or adverbs, but numbers to the extent that we know them. And the uncertainties and concerns in the activities and the images that are causing our intelligence community to report, as they have under the Biden administration, that we're looking at an unprecedented buildup of easily 300% before the end of this decade in the number of nuclear weapon systems China is almost certain to be deploying. That would put them roughly at the same level of the number of weapons we and the Russians independently of one another deploy. I don't see how that's going to help arms control or stabilization or all of the blandishments that are thrown out for what we want to achieve. And that is, we want to come down, we want everyone to come down, and we want to move away from relying as heavily on threatening one another with the kind of massive destruction that these weapons can produce.
The Wall Street Journal article about General Wei's remarks includes a photograph of the Dongfeng 41 intercontinental ballistic missile on parade in 2019 before the pandemic. The U.S. intelligence agency can tell us everything about that parade. Everybody there, they can give us all the names. They can say what's in those mobile carriers. They can talk about how they're distributing those mobile carriers to North Korea. They can give us names and numbers of the people who developed those weapons. Why not? Henry, we do it routinely when you're dealing with rogue outfits like Iran. Why not about China?
Well, I think to some greater extent we are doing that. I think we need to go further. I think I'm speculating, but essentially the trouble budget with Iran, inflation, you name it, everyone has their list, is so great. I think some people believe that this, you know, midterm to long-term problem with China is something they just don't have, quote unquote, bandwidth for. I think that's, a misreading. I think trying to get more of the world's nations on board and understanding what kind of nuclear threat China is presenting now is going to be a heck of a lot easier and more useful than waiting until it becomes an accomplished fact. There are things that we also should be proposing, or having, in fact, other countries propose, that China ought to say yes to, and if it doesn't, will really make it stand out even more. Let me give you an example. We have a hotline for nuclear crises already with the Russians. It would take nothing to get Great Britain and France to say yes to creating such hotlines as well. Why not ask China? Well, because they wouldn't say yes, is what I was told. I said, well, maybe they should. We're not even doing the things that would be useful to, you know, deal with crises. Because we have to make sure that everyone will say yes to it immediately. I think there are other examples. Another one is everyone has agreed not to test nuclear weapons, maybe not by treaty, but at the permanent five member meetings of the UN they have. So we're on the hook legally not to test. We don't have a definition of what a nuclear test is. maybe we should talk about that. One of the countries that is engaging in nuclear test activity that's worrisome, but we can't figure out whether it's real or not or what it consists of, is China. Well, maybe we need to talk about that. I mean, I could keep going. We are not making those proposals, and we are not spotlighting enough the numbers and the concerns, and we should.
What are the opportunities for the U.S. to put pressure on China that are not about nuclear weapons?
I am not as knowledgeable as I should be in this regard, but there are certainly plenty of things that they care about still that we supply. Access to certain markets that and access to getting certain things from us, including food, for that matter, and access to energy. They actually import oil from us, believe it or not. I think trade still is a big issue, and the extent to which we are going to continue to trade across the board is something they're very sensitive to.
Did it help that Japan was adamant about Taiwan? Did that move the argument? Because that's not about nuclear weapons. That's about defending an island that's at the centerpiece of our economy.
They want to cut a deal on Taiwan, the Chinese. They want us to give up Taiwan.
And Japan pushed back. Did that help the conversation? Could more pushing help it?
Well, we'll see. I think at the extent that Japan is clear-throated and Australia is, it's going to make it very clear that they can't achieve their goals by military means. I think that's the key thing they need to get through. We need to get through to them that we're not going to let them do what Putin did to Ukraine.
And the conversation between the Secretary of Defense, Mr. Austin, and General Wade, did that move the story, making it clear you will not cross this line?
I'm not sure. I think he said some things that were quite firm and other things that suggested that we haven't changed our policy at all. You know, to the credit of Mr. Biden.
We have 30 seconds, Henry. Go ahead.
He spoke his mind about Taiwan. We said, of course, we'll defend him. And then everyone said, oh, you got to walk that back. So we're now at least in an area of new ambiguity, leaning towards being firm. I think we need to keep supporting Taiwan clearly, that they understand that they can't bully their way around us.
Henry Sikorski is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, China, the People's Republic of China, and the Chinese Communist Party. To my reading in English, is in violation of the Nonproliferation Treaty to which they are our signatory. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.